Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Oh, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to a Tuesday Rush Hour. We're here till 7 o'clock. We've got thousands of things to get through. It's been a wonderful day today, and the rain's on its way. Don't worry, she's coming. And one man that just rains gold every time he opens his mouth, our boy Bernie Vince. Good afternoon, young man.
Hello, Jars, and hello, G.
Hello.
You're back again for your second night in a row. Is Murph, is he retired, has he?
I think he's back tomorrow, but I have much more of an idea today to make sure I'm unprepared, loose.
Good
yesterday
girl.
Was loose. A shambles, so I'm much more
We call
more
it chaos footy. This is chaotic radio.
Organised chaos, we call it, don't we?
I beg your pardon?
That's the name of our doco.
Is that what we call it, is it?
Well, I thought that was our doco. Organised chaos is the word.
Oh, we're doing
that,
a doco,
it?
Are we?
Oh. Well, I thought we were, but you don't seem to be
I have no idea
board.
What the doco. All I know is that Burns Beef is on tonight
and
off
this,
the long run.
This has been burning with me.
For how long?
The pun, for how a long time. 8 years, Charles, but I'm not going to give it away yet.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to give it away.
Family.
But I'm going to feel a lot better after this because it's something that I've just hidden inside me for a long time.
You've purged, haven't you? You're going to purge.
A long time.
Big
happy birthday to my dad, too, today.
Oh, Farmer Tim.
Farmer Tim. He's
Here we go.
Oh, hello.
How old's the old goat?
I think he was 60 last year, so 61 this
60.
Year.
60. Jeez, so he looks good for an old tiger.
Never stops working, he just told me before. So,
Farmer Tim.
Went down and got some fertiliser, I think, from Adelaide today and back on the air seater now. So he didn't throw in the fact that he had lunch with our very own Chris Dittmer, though.
Ditz.
So he didn't work the whole day.
Saw Ditz in the building earlier.
How was he?
Oh, a bit frosty. Standard with Ditz. It's like talking to a brick sometimes.
I didn't think he was very happy with us. But big show, Jars. We've got Tommy Rockliffe coming up.
Yes, yes.
Footy not too far away.
No.
Obviously got the beef. We've got the Furious Five. That's back again. I'm excited. And we're going to speak to Dr. Jeff Verrill about the returning of crowds to community sport, Jars. So that's going to be exciting speaking to him. And you've seen a bit of anti-man behaviour.
Anti-man behaviour.
You don't like
It's making
that,
me
do you?
Sick, Burn, Ooh, and I'll touch on that, as you know.
Okay.
I've come from good loins.
Yeah, well, and I'm looking on the run sheet, and there's nothing to do with
what?
Bernie's whack, which is good. So I'm in the clear.
Precious love.
That's daily, normally.
All right, here we go. Come on, Chief. Start the engine, baby.
Good,
we're
G.
off.
Come on, G.
Tommy
on,
Rockliffe G. next on the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Listen, Rocky.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep.
G'day, Tommy. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Thanks for joining us, young man.
Good afternoon. Good evening, gentlemen, How are we?
When does it turn from evening?
Yeah.
To,
what time?
From afternoon to evening.
About 5:30.
5:30, is it?
I reckon.
Mm. Yeah. I think G's right.
5:30, 6 o'clock.
You didn't even know, did you, buddy?
Because it's not 6 o'clock yet.
Tommy, contact training. How does it feel getting your body smashed around with your fellow brothers now that you boys can touch each other?
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting dynamic. You're allowed to tackle on each other and you're not allowed to pat each other on the bum or stand too close in high five. Yeah. So it's got its own challenges, but it's good that we've got to this stage and pretty close to a return now.
Big win getting the home showdown. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think spending another week in your own environment will be really good and good opportunity. We have to face the Crows in round two initially anyway, so a showdown that we're looking forward to and get the opportunity to play at Adelaide Oval again, which is really good.
Now, the players have some separate, very strict guidelines and rules they have to abide by. Which is the hardest you feel to abide by out of the lot?
Oh, for me, personally, the hardest one at the moment is not being able to take the young fella to the playground just to break the day up. And he obviously loves the playground. So from a personal point of view, that's the one that I've found the challenges with to try and tire him out during the day so he has a good sleep at night.
Rock, what about your superstar Robbie Gray? Broke his toe in with a weight fell on his foot. Will he? If you're a betting man, will he front up in showdown? Because I've gone on record saying he will play regardless.
Yeah, I think he's recovering pretty well. I got a bit nervous when I heard he broke his toe and a big heavy weight fell on it. I thought you might have got a bit close to him and the other shark and stood on his toe. But trying to give him some advice how to kick. But he's up and about. He's running on one of those altitude machines, I think, tomorrow. So he's not too far away from commencing training. And we've still got 2.5 weeks before we play. So I'm sure he'll tick every box and probably win his 6th showdown medal.
A few rumours that 6. Wow, just heard the end of that.
Class.
Imagine if he had 6. Ollie Wines. There's been a lot of chat about him possibly not being at the club next year. What's inside word there?
Oh, it's the first I've heard of
that. Where'd you get that from?
Well, I just read about it today in the paper. Mate, they were saying he spoke to Carlton Essendon last year, and he's. Oh, I just want to know what Rocky thinks. Will he stay?
I think he's fully committed to the Port Adelaide Footy Club, and I couldn't imagine him going anywhere else. He's been an integral part for us for a number of years now, and he's obviously his vice captain this year, and his influence on the group's really, really good and really important. So he hopefully has an injury-free season and just can get out there and play footy. He's had a rough sort of 12 months with restrictions, or probably 2 years now, so hopefully he gets the opportunity to go out there and play.
Are you a night grand final fan, or you prefer? Are you a traditionalist, as Jars calls it?
Yeah, probably the traditional. I think the day game is the best. Gives an opportunity for everyone to get there and watch it. And if we want to continue to grow the game, I know it's a weekend and whatever else not, but like kids can get quite tired at that time of night, and you want everyone to be able to watch a game. So the afternoon, I think, is a perfect time slot. And I've heard a few NRL people talk about it. They've gone from a day game to a night game, and they're really keen to get it back to the day game for a number of reasons. So I think for the sake of just changing something, for the sake of changing it, I don't think there's any point.
Rock, on your weekly podcast with Broad Smith, the lowdown, you did say there'll be no home ground advantage to any side.
Yep.
Can you elaborate?
There's no question.
When I say there's no home ground advantage, I think it just neutralises it with the no fans. I think, like, you go to a game when Port Adelaide's playing, the fans are outstanding. They're cheering and they really jump on your back in close games. And when we're finishing hard, they really carry over the line. Where I think with that, you sort of lose that with not having a crowd there. And it probably helps a team like Geelong, because the dimensions of their ground is a little bit different to different grounds, and they train there all the time, so they understand the ground's a little bit skinnier and the fastest way home. But I don't think the home ground advantage will be a huge thing this year.
We've seen Max Gorn cop a little bit of criticism for his haircut and dyed down the middle. I don't know if you've seen that. Is there any outrageous ISO haircuts at your football club?
Did you read that in the paper too?
Yeah, well, mate, that's called doing your prep and doing your homework for a radio show. Jazz just strolls in with 5 minutes to go and just hopes he gets things right.
I thought you just got your content from Billy Brownless.
Well, that's apparently, he's been listening to Brecky Boys.
We've got a few haircuts. Charlie Dixon, Boyd Woodcock, right. Pete Laddams, they've all bleached. There might even be a couple more. Riley Bonner. I haven't seen the whole playing group. We didn't do a full session on Monday. We were still in 8th because you only had 2 during the week. So we're doing 1 tomorrow. So I can get back to you tomorrow once I know everyone's haircuts.
Well, I don't like it. I think they all look terrible and they all start to look like Lady Gaga. And enough's enough, these blokes. It's got to be stopped by the senior coach. No more blonde peroxide, please.
That's what a lot of people say about your quiz.
Mate, take care. We'll speak to you next week.
I've got one more for him. We spoke about leading teams this week, and I'm going to do, I don't know if you've ever done it at Brisbane or your time in Brisbane or at Port Adelaide, but we're going to do stop, start, keeps for Jars. Have you got anything for him? Any feedback for him?
Recommendation would be, to stop cutting off your high-end talent that you get on radio and hanging up on them like Rory's fine. Oh, poor fella. Mid-sentence being cut off.
Sorry.
What sort of standards are you setting there?
Okay. Our boss has had a word to him about that. So there's your stops. Any starts?
Start to do some research. Bring some entertainment to the table.
See you, Tommy. You got to go, mate. We've got to get the beef on.
And keep being the number one sports show or radio segment
boy.
On Triple M in Adelaide. Much better than that morning crew.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
Lucky ditches on there.
Oh,
bit of Port Adelaide content.
Take
all
care,
right,
mate.
I'm gonna go, boys.
See you, buddy. There he is, Tommy Rockcliffe from the Port Adelaide Footy Club.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef. For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Okay, family, as you know, this time of the night, on a Tuesday, Burns Beef is back. Grab your family, your granny and granddad, and get down to the bunker because he is on and ready to explode. G'day, Burn. Go, go.
Get him to a safe place and get low.
Oh,
Jars,
what?
This one has been burning at me for a long time.
Right.
8 years, in fact. There's not a day that goes by without me thinking about this.
Party boy Vince makes headlines again. Adelaide star Bernie Vince banned from cricket final. Crows to discipline AFL player Bernie Vince, CEO. Club's patience with Vince is now stretched. No Bernie Vince suspension, but Crows unimpressed with boxer short incident. Bernie Vince cleared to play for Adelaide Crows in the NAB Cup final against West Coast Eagles. Bernie Vince motivated by guilt in Crows Cup win.
It's a work in progress. Try and get him to understand that we love the spirit and we want him to play the game with flair and do all those things, but just a little lapse of judgment like that can create days of, unfortunately in this business, days of distraction.
Oh, now, Jars, that little lapse of judgment stems back to the 2012 cricket grand final incident where I was drinking beer in my jocks.
Yes,
now,
bird.
Firstly, Jars, I wasn't allowed to play cricket that year. Actually, Sando, you can get... I've never got over that. And with an attitude like that, no wonder you got the arse for next year. But that's a separate beef. Back to my real beef.
Yes.
This all started, Jars, from an anonymous email dibber-dobber.
Yep.
You know what I think of dibber-dobbers, don't you?
Oh, dear. What, bird?
They're my life rats! Oxygen thieves! Especially this person. There's holes all through this story.
We think we've got almost all the facts. A really key issue, though, is that we haven't been able to find the complainant. The email that was sent to the radio station, we're keen to find out a little bit more from those people and their perspective, because there are some aspects of that email that just don't stack up over in Stansbury.
They couldn't find the complainant.
No.
And never found him, but they believed him, Jars, for some stupid reason. And the case didn't stack up. Because there was no case. Now, in a week building up to a NAB Cup grand final, a big game, I'm having to deal with this. The club's having to deal with this. The leadership group's having to bloody suspend me.
Yes.
Triggy's getting attacked with press conferences and having to answer questions like this.
Down to boxer shorts in a public place, although they were trying to make it a non-public place in the sense that it was closed to general patrons. But there is no suggestion of sculling beers, and so at the moment it looks like a silly action.
Now I have to apologise, Triggy. There was sculling of beers, and I may not have had the boxer shorts on the whole time, but apologise because he stuck up for me. And he actually got me out of a suspension back then, Jars.
Yes.
And Triggy, I know I let you down, mate.
It's another silly action. You know, the latest in a few silly actions that Bernie's undertaken. So
he's got a
now to that anonymous coward that started all this.
Go, Bernie.
And anyone at the time that jumped on the back of him.
Yes.
I've got a message for you.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
And Jars.
Yes, come forward.
Now, Jars, Triggy thought I was underprepared this week.
Well, disappointed, as you'd imagine, and why? Because we're pretty keen to play well this week and to have a good preparation for this week. So he's disappointed from that perspective.
Well, you know what, Jars?
Yes, Ben.
I was bloody keen to play well and bloody stand up for my team. And this is what happened.
And the 2012 Michael Tuck medalist is... Bernie Beats!
And we're premiers! And I won the medal! So you can all go and get stuff! for that email, Blake. If I find you, I will hunt you down. Oh. And I was. I don't know what I'm doing.
Great Burns beef, mate.
Yeah, well, very I needed funny. To get that off my chest, Jars. That's been with me for a long time, and now I feel better. Now
folklore,
I feel better.
That one.
I feel better.
Yeah. So you did have your strides down, and you was sculling beer.
Well, I was drinking beer. I may have
with a helmet
it
on.
Depends what constitutes sculling beer. Ooh. Quick drinking it quick.
Well, very quick.
Yeah.
AFL fixture boss Travis Auld is keeping the door ajar on crowd noises being used in stadiums across Australia. Why? Yeah.
Well,
why?
It what adds a waste to the of atmosphere. Time. No, well, you saw how it just felt like the game was, stating the obvious, missing something or missing some theatre and a little bit of noise.
Let's
might
bring
help
some fans back. Get 15,000, 20,000 and sit them in every second row of the seats or do something.
Even 10 to start with.
Well, 10.
That's one in every, what's that, one in every 10 seats at the G.
You know, 10,000. Let's get some fans back in there. Are you with me?
Yeah, we need something. Yeah. We need some people there. Just get some people.
We're going to catch up with Dr. Jeffrey Verrill from Spark, one of the best sports doctors going around in the country. Now, you had a day to digest the AFL fixture. What's your thoughts on the fixture regarding the 18 teams?
Well, it's sort of evened up a lot because normally what happens in the draw, the top six get a tough draw, the bottom six get the easiest draw, and obviously the middle six get a bit of both. So the teams that win out are obviously, we've spoken about this in the first few weeks, is Geelong, because they have four games at GMHBA. They've all of a sudden shot up Jars to one of the favourites for the flag now. After those, we've got to remember it's only four games there. But Brisbane is the other one. They play four games at the Gabba and obviously finished second last year after a very good year. Yep. So obviously Richmond and Collingwood as well. Richmond, they don't have to go to Perth now at all. So that's, they play West Coast at Metricon.
Of course they don't.
So that's just, don't they get looked after? Oh. Those two. And Collingwood, three out of their four games are at the G as well. So they're looked after. Mm. The losers for me, Jars, and I said this earlier, Hawthorn have to play Geelong at GMHBA for the first time in a long time, GWS and Richmond. So three teams that are going to be right up there. And if they lose those three, that's a poor start. They did beat Brisbane round one, which is a very good win. But the teams that I feel for are the teams that finish in the bottom six that would otherwise get a very easily draw. So St Kilda and Melbourne, they all of a sudden that's been squared off. And also Port, who finished outside the eight, are in that middle six. It just evens up the whole thing. So it suits the strong clubs because they don't get a stronger draw now because they play each other
and
once.
And the mid-tier clubs?
Well, the mid-tier clubs, that Port's one of those mid-tier clubs. Mm. So they would have got a little bit easier draw having to do the original draw. But now it just evens things up, makes it when I say easier for the better clubs. So
good stuff, mate. Well done. Excellent. 133353. The quiz. Furious Five. G, we've got lines available now to play.
133353. I'm a bit nervous now that I know what a debacle this quiz is.
Hang on. You're bad as Sean Craig Murphy. It's a great quiz. It's global.
It's great, but it's chaos. The Rush Hour on Triple M.
The Furious Five.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question four.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving
this
it.
This could win an award end of the year.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Welcome to the Furious Five. 133353. Now, we've got a line available, haven't we, G?
Yeah, we've
got. So, family, come and just ring now and you'll be able to get on and play. Take Doug from Blakeview on. G'day, Doug. Welcome.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Bit nervous.
Been
but,
a while. Why are you nervous? What are you nervous for, Doug?
Well, it's just been a long time since I've took part in the quiz. I had a go at the old one a while ago. And got nine, so I want to get better
this
than
is different.
That. You know?
Yeah,
you won't get nine in this one.
Now we're just waiting.
No, well, it's only five questions.
Why don't you just all talk over the top of each other while I'm trying to get straightened up here? Tommy from Barossa Valley looks like he's going to play. Is he, Jazz? Our producer, where is he?
No, Jazz is waving at us.
Right.
So,
who have we got? They're all starting to flock in now, Burn. All right,
I can see it flashing.
Just a tad. Look, five questions, Burn.
Yes.
Call your name out first if you know the answer. Okay.
Yep.
Now,
I'll just let you know, Jazz, you'll be happy today.
Yeah, G.
We do have a prize up for grabs.
What is it, G?
All your protesting has worked. Yeah, we've got a Triple M prize pack.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Our little wee man, Johnny. So we've got Brett from Woodville West. So you want to get him up, G?
Yep.
Tommy in a hurricane. Well, what the hell is that? G'day, hey, Brett from Woodville West. Welcome.
Evening, Jazz. Evening, Byrne.
Woodville West. I used to live there.
He said great, hello, Byrne.
Oh, hello. Sorry. I was creating conversation, Jazz. That's what okay. I do.
Now, say hello to Dougie, Brett.
Hello, Doug. How you going, mate? Yeah, good. Thanks, Brett. Okay. G'day.
What do you do, Brett, for a living?
I drive house to house picking up things.
That's the boy. That's the boy. Any stuff fall off a truck, come to my house.
I don't think you want anything that I pick up.
What do you pick up?
I go house to house picking up recycling.
Oh, nice. At least you can use it again.
Good boy, Doug. Now, Brady Boy and Doug, five questions. If you know the answer, call your name out first. If you get the answer correct, that's a point. Incorrect, minus one or minus point, right, G?
Yes.
You're the school teacher.
Yes.
Now, there's a lifeline, Byrne, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Explain it to them then.
Okay. Well, if they don't know the answer, they can call out their name and then throw it to one of us to see if we know.
Right.
Because we don't have the answers.
No, we don't.
Only I have the questions.
Good girl, Jim. Yeah. All right. All right, chaps, you ready to go?
Certainly.
Here we go. Yep. Come on, Byrne, let's go. Question number one.
Here we go, boys. Mm. Which football code has a player facing a 4-year doping ban?
Dougie.
The NRL.
Yes.
Yeah, but you got which footy code? Well done. Okay, question number two. One the Doug. What have the International Cricket Council banned for bowling sides?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Licking the ball. Wetting the ball.
Did he say licking
it on his fingers to do the...
Yeah, we'll pay it.
I'm going to need some more explanation here.
Pretty boy.
I'm going to hear about that one.
Can you just explain what you meant by that?
I wasn't talking about cupping them, that's for sure.
It's one apiece, Bird. Question three, no, please, dear.
Grip. Right. Who is Bryce Cotton?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
I didn't say anything.
You sabotaged it. Was that you, Dougie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Dougie,
no, the minus.
Dougie, who's Bryce Cotton?
A golfer.
No, I don't reckon that. That's funny.
Who is it, G?
Reigning NBL MVP basketball player from the Perth Wildcats.
He's stooked up, done a runner, now he's come back.
All right, he's back.
All right, number four, chaps.
So hang on, does Doug get minus one?
Yeah, minus one, G.
Yep. Oh, no, he's so trying to Brady's, have fun.
Brady's 1-0 up.
Yes. Yep.
All right, number four, chaps. How many T's in photosynthesis?
Brett.
Brett.
Two.
Yeah! They thought they could stump me, boys, with that word.
You didn't say it right, though.
Yes, no. I did. G, did I say it right?
Say it again.
Kind of,
well,
yes.
Say it, you again. Say it, G. Go on.
Photosynthesis.
Well, you say it, Byrne. Go on.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. That's right.
Yeah, you well, say I said it then. That. Photosynthesis.
You can't say it. Teeth.
You say it, Brett. Go on.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah. Dougie, yeah, you right. Say it.
That was with a lisp.
He's sledging. He's sledging.
All right. What's the score, G?
Question
it's 2-0, Brett's one.
All right, come on. Right. Let's go, Dougie.
Question five. Which actor plays the main character in Taken?
Doug. Brett.
That was Dougie.
Yep.
Doug
Jones. No!
Yes, Dougie.
I'll go Bernie Vince as my lifeline scene. He was my favourite number 17 ever.
Oh, good boy, Dougie. Yeah.
Would you like an audio clue?
Yes.
Yeah, go on.
I'd like a recount on that one.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
That would be Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Good choice, Dougie. Chaps. What's the score, G?
Well, was that Doug?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
1-2. Brett's the winner.
Well done, Brady boy. West from Woodville West. Well played, lads. Thanks for that.
Good. Thanks,
guys. So you've scored yourself a Triple M prize pack.
Well done. Awesome. That's to Dougie and that's to Brett.
I don't
Thank
know.
You,
See you, chaps. Thanks, well played. Back boys. Again tomorrow, Byrne.
Yeah, very good.
Photosynthesis.
That's the rush hour with Bernie and Jazz.
All right, Bern, it's time to catch up with Dr. Jeffrey Verrill, one of the best going around in Australia, the man from Spark down there at Henley Beach Road. He joins us to talk about community sports and anything else that's regarding the virus. Thanks for your time, Doc.
Yeah, good afternoon to you both.
Now, Doctor, should local footy have an exemption to allow 500 fans to watch their games? Because if they don't get any spectators or any patrons, you might as well shut down local community sports.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true, isn't it? There's so much interconnection between fundraising, community, juniors, you know, seniors and supporters that we should be looking at certainly doing that. Well, I mean, I heard today that they're looking at some of the bigger facilities to look at how many people can fit in the biggest facilities. Yeah. But you would think with our outdoors, there's sort of no justification in restricting numbers as far as I can tell. I think 500 people would be fine with outdoors with our current state of the virus in South Australia.
What about in country zones? And you know, a lot of those guys that come and watch at country ovals can sit in their cars. Is there room to get them in?
Well, the country people would be really suffering at the moment, not having their, you know, one of their big social outlets of sport. You know, every dollar that's raised and spent on community sport probably gets $5 of benefit in social, mental, physical and economic health. I mean, we've just got to do it. The risk going forward of, you know, suicides and other problems are highly significant. So I think, you know, SA Health and anyone who runs it, we've just got to do it. So I agree with you, Bernie. We should be certainly opening up country sport.
Are the government worried about a second wave? Is that what's holding back the easing of these restrictions at venues?
A second wave, I mean, someone has to bring the virus in for us to get a second wave. Currently, we'd say there's no virus in South Australia. We've been told the incubation period is 14 days, but you know, there's new information that has come since the virus has affected all the world, and it's probably, you know, 5, sort of at the most 7 days. So,
yeah.
You know, we're now 5 weeks from really having a case. So I think we could open up and we just have to manage cases as they come by. We shouldn't close down our community the whole time.
So, Doc, what about SA Health? Have they given us an actual reason why we've been so conservative so far?
I think it was really tricky coming into this whole situation. They really thought the problem was going to be far bigger than it ended up being. And so they, you know, they got us all to trust them.
Mm.
And to me, as we're coming out, we haven't had much scientific justification for anything they've done on the way out. And it's been a very conservative, you know, conservative approach. But I suspect there hasn't been really many experts in trying to get us out of what was a near pandemic. So, that's the good news. The bad news, if you go overseas and look at New York, where, you know, they've had lots of troubles, I could sort of see why everyone's a bit risk averse.
Now, it's been in the news a lot that if you want to see live sport, you need to download the COVID Safe app. Is that a reality? And will that help us getting back at sporting venues quicker?
Well, that's what they've told us, isn't it? So, I would be asking, why can't the Thanapil play, like, you know, games at Adelaide Oval with crowds?
Mm.
I was thinking, why don't they take a photocopy of everyone's driver's license and limit the time they're there? But that's what the apps, they've told us, you know, get it, download it. It'll help us easing restrictions. I don't think there's been much evidence that app has helped ease restrictions. So, you know, it'd be a great use of it if we can get our community back to being a community.
Mm. There's been 6 million downloads, I think. And what was the safe number that they were aiming for?
I must say, I'm not certain. I think they were looking at 11 million or 10 million people doing it, but you know, they could, you know, if they really wanted to, they could get the 500 people who are turning up to see a NFL game to make sure they had it on their phones or something like that. But just to get the community moving would be good.
We can't keep stalling it, can we, Doc? I know it's small steps by the government and SA Health, but eventually we've got to start to press the green button and go full bore, don't we?
Yeah, well, we need to get our borders open. I mean, our economic health depends on it. You know, we need to start trusting each other, you know, and work through the, you know, if you're sick, you do not play, you do not turn up at work. But if you're not sick, we all crack on and get things moving.
Doc, thanks for that, mate. Really appreciate it. So your thoughts are, let's get patrons back in their sporting community club, because the community need the community. Let's start to get some common sense and make sure we start looking after our juniors and our seniors, and also the well-being of everyone.
It's the well-being of everyone, isn't it, that we really want to get right here.
Thanks, Doc. Dr. Jeffrey Verrill there from Spark on Henley Beach Road. Absolutely spot on, Byrne.
Yep, he is.
Spot on.
I'm with him. It's a big part, especially of country life. Their community sport is everything. So let's get it going and get it happening.
Rush Hour with Byrne and Jazz. Now, these boys have had too much time on their hands, and I'm referring to some of these AFL boys running around, and I saw the alarm bells about 3 weeks ago with the great fella, our very dear friend Chuck Dixon, Big Chuck, down at Henley Square with his hair peroxide blonde. And then there's Bryce Gibbs running around, strutting around Grange Oval with his hair peroxide blonde.
It's a bit
and
of a
then
flavor.
I've started to see more and more AFL players doing it.
They certainly
anti-man behaviour at its best.
What's with the complete bleach of hair, like white hair? Jeremy Howe's got it now as
Jeremy Howe.
Max Gorn's been copying a lot of heat. He's got the Mr. T at the moment with the strip down the middle, and he's now gone one step further and dyed it.
They're like sheep. One does it and the rest follow. But why? Girls don't like seeing terrible looks like that, do they, G?
Are they bored?
Not particularly. I think it's a way to express their personality.
Their female
like, to be different.
Side of things. Is it or what?
What are you having a crack at females now?
What?
Are you having a crack at females
now? No, not at all. I'm just saying, I don't like it. Are they going to have this for round two in about 2 weeks' time? Because I'll get laughed at. Oh, hang on. There'd be no one there. I just realised.
You'd laugh from home. Through the dial, through the TV.
Get a kick.
A loud laugh. But there's been a lot. There's been some purple hair jars. There's been some white hair. There's been completely bald nuts. There's been, I think they're just a little bit bored jars. And we couldn't go to the hairdresser for a little while. And then
so do they do any other parts of their body? Gee, is that what men do?
I don't know. How would I know?
I got tips back in the 2000s, Jazz. Everyone was doing it.
What did you say then?
I got tips with a P.
So you got tips?
I got tips,
Oh, no.
Well, everyone was doing it, Jazz.
No, they weren't. So you're a little sheep, were you?
Well, I thought,
what did Dad and Uncle Chris say? Well, tough blokes from Stansbury.
They weren't happy. You know what they weren't happy about?
What?
When I came home with an eyebrow ring from Barcelona.
Adelaide's Triple M, it's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You were dancing then, G.
I was playing air drums. Yeah.
Because you used to be a singer, didn't you?
I wouldn't go that far.
Give us a tune.
Yeah, but G did that little ditto we did Brekkie filling for Rupert and Ditch, who had another holiday?
That was good.
When you were a wee lass, you were a singer, weren't you?
Well, I was in the choir at school, and I used to sing in the shower and those kinds of things. I wouldn't call myself a singer.
Jars does that, and you're not a singer.
No, not at all. Terrible.
You don't sing in the shower?
I beg your pardon?
Do you sing in the shower?
Not at all.
In fact, I've got something to bring up with you while I've got you talking about showers. Did you have a bath the other day?
Yes, I did. I love my bath. That's where I find myself.
Well, I feel like blokes don't have baths.
Yes, they
age.
Do.
Charles, just a moment ago, you were complaining about boys being too feminine and dyeing their hair.
Yes, actually.
I don't have a problem with
I had
you
a bath recovery when I walked with Maz up to Mount Lofty.
Well, I rang you for a chat, and it just sounded a little bit weird, and there's bubbles popping in the background. The candles were on. You're there in your robe, and you were de-robed.
You caught me at an awkward time.
Yeah, well, you were talking just a little bit slowly.
No, I wasn't talking like Elton.
I thought I got the wrong number.
What'd you say then?
I thought I got the wrong number.
I should have done a voice.
Jazz? Where'd Jazz go?
Now, we did Burns Beef, and you tried to sort out the Boxergate shorts, you know, cricket, Stansbury Cricket Club, back in the day when you were with the Crows. And former Crows CEO, Stephen Trigg, got you out of jail, really.
He did,
because you got on the sauce after a great grand final win.
Yes.
You had a helmet on your head, in your jocks, your skull and beer. You confessed. But 8 years, it's been bugging you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And I thought I got that off my chest, but we did find some funny things.
Well,
we
did,
trying
and
to get some
it was
audio.
A good beef, and no doubt we'll hear it again by the end of the week. But here is Stephen Trigg asking himself, why did Bernie Vince do this?
You just ask yourself, why, Bernie? Why?
I think he's asking himself the question now. But you need to ask that question as the individual before the event, not after.
And that is best.
Bernie, is he talking about your Boxer Sauce episode or your eyebrow ring in Barcelona?
Oh, that's a good on you, G. Oh, slap.
Dad was a bit more harsh than that.
Now, here is Stephen Trigg saying Bernie was being distracted around the footy club. Was a distraction around the footy club.
Well, that's a really, that's the $64,000 question because in so many ways, Bernie is such a, dare I say, a loved and integral part of our organisation. But the silliness that goes with it sometimes is a distraction to us.
You were a distraction to the footy club at the time.
No, I wasn't. Jeez, I got hung out to dry.
And you gave Brenton Sanderson a nice little clip too, the opening of the beef.
Well, I forgot about that until I got to it. I wrote it down.
What did he say to you? Did he snitch on you or did he pull you in his little office with his shirt off?
He's strutting around. He's just done some curls,
didn't he?
I think.
Just love the mirrors.
Yeah, he loved the mirrors. No, he was okay with it. He was the one that stopped me from playing cricket, though. If I played all year,
you can't do
all
that.
Year,
see, I can't.
And then they stopped me playing in the grand final because we had a couple of injuries, I think, in the NAB Cup game previous. Yeah, I think Corpse might have hurt his shoulder and a couple others, and they wouldn't have risked it. But I've never hurt myself playing cricket.
Stephen Trigg had a soft spot for Bernie Vince.
I have fair influence in it. You would think fairly significant influence in it. I would think it's fairly unlikely because, well, just because. And at the same time, we will need to have an ongoing process of education with Bernie.
Ongoing! and they're still doing it.
Triggy, I have to thank Triggy because Triggy did have my back during that little bit. And you know what, Johansson, I said
that,
it might
that's
be.
Him there talk about suspending you too.
Yeah, about he was not going to let that happen. But the leadership group gave me a week, Jazz. I think I'd had a suspension.
Who was in that leadership group?
Oh, I can't remember.
Van Berlo?
Yeah, he would have been.
Tomo?
Ben Rutten, probably.
The truck?
Tomo. Yeah, but they were filthy because they got overruled by Triggy. So, but in the end... Mate. This was an anonymous, like, there's just a makeup person that did.
Have you ever found out who did it?
No, I
who
haven't.
Who snitched on you?
No,
so someone was inside that pub.
Well, that's why I made everyone aware of it now, Jazz. So then they can all go out and all my little people can go ask
your
questions.
Your little people
and,
now.
Yes. I've got people everywhere, Jazz, that can find this out for
and
me,
say
maybe.
If you find out that it was someone that's close to your family, you'd be shattered.
Oh, I would, but I'd like to know.
Then.
I'd actually like to know.
You need to confront it, don't you?
So if you're out there listening, come forward.
Fess up.
No hard feelings.
No,
I just
smashed him on the radio.
Well, I feel better now. See, I'm happy now.
He's your dad's next door neighbour, one of the farmers that you think you're close with.
I'll probably grab the shotgun and...
You'll grab a shotgun, will you?
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Bern, just before we say goodbye, Rory Sloane tomorrow? Sloane Dodd?
Yes, Sloaney tomorrow, the skipper. Mm. What are we going to ask him? Anything new from last week?
No, I don't know. We'll have a think about it during the night.
Well, you don't do your homework.
Yes, I do. That's unfair.
Today. Well, Rocky said you should start. That was one of your
who's Rocky?
Doings. Tom Rockley.
Oh, Tom Rockley. He's a good boy, Thomas.
He is.
Hey, just quickly before we wrap things up, the Adelaide 36ers. Now, Andrew Bogart looks like he's not going to go back to the... Sydney Kings.
What's the little rumour?
And there was some little funny rumour just been drifting around Adelaide that he may purchase the Adelaide 36ers. Now, I'm going to try and get on with my mate Phil Smythe to try and confirm it because Joe Ingles is throwing a little.
Didn't he? There's a bit of banter going on Twitter at the moment between those two. So,
but we already have a good owner. Like he's a very good owner at the 36ers. But and Bogart's not going to come here and play.
Will he play as well as own him? Is that the goal?
I don't know, but he's told the Sydney Kings that's a massive loss for them. Yeah, but even though he's a part owner of them anyway, that franchise
definitely. Yeah, but they were the ones that pulled out of the grand final series, Jars.
And they did too.
They didn't want to travel.
Oh God. Anyway, as long as you don't leave me and pull out, that's the main thing.
No, well,
you're
I'm
ready
not
to go. You've got a massive contract like Rusciutto, enjoy it.
Let's not go there. But
hey, happy birthday to Dad too.
Yeah, it is.
Will he get on the frost tonight with Mum?
He said he was calling past the pub for something. So
which
I'm not
pub
sure.
Is it?
Well, Stansbury Pub, but it's not actually open.
It
to
won't be
go
open.
In for a beer. But
could there be
doing
some
takeaway
sort...
meal? So maybe
is that
takeaway
the back
meal
shed?
And while he's in the kitchen, but as he's calling through to pick up the meals, he might just turn a tap on and see if it. Well, they don't want to go to waste, Charles.
See you tomorrow, mate.
See ya.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.